mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From St. Luke's account of the transfiguration of our Lord, as we find it in the 9th chapter of his Gospel, the 30th and the following verse. And behold, two men talked with Jesus, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. As we listened just a minute or two ago to the story of our Lord's glorious transfiguration, our first reaction may well have been a feeling of how utterly remote this is from life as we in fact experience it, from this world as we know it only too well. It certainly is a very mysterious story. There is the unearthly heavenly splendor and radiance of Jesus' face and his garments. And then there is the appearance with him of Moses and Elijah, two men who were already long dead. And then the cloud which overshadows Jesus, and the voice from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Here we surely face experiences of which you and I know but little. Unimaginable heavenly glory, and seemingly nothing to do with humdrum reality, with the sorrow and the tears, with the frail flesh and blood that is yours and mine. But if we see in this marvelous story nothing more than a brief glimpse of heavenly glory, we've not fully grasped what St. Luke is telling us. Because St. Luke, in fact, tells us that the theme of conversation on the Mountain of Transfiguration was, in fact, Jesus' death. Jesus' death. As St. Luke writes, "Moses and Elijah appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem." And so the shadow of the cross is seen. Moses and Elijah themselves were much suffering servants of God in their day and generation. So here on the glorious mountain of Christ's transfiguration, we find two much suffering saints of the Old Testament, and we find the shadow of Jesus' cross. What a strange sort of glory this is, and what are we to make of it? Two things at least. The first thing to note is that our Lord's transfiguration isn't so remote from life as we might first imagine it to be, because the transfiguration is not only a revelation of the unearthly glory Christ had with the Father from all eternity. It's also a revelation of the glory of God that is quite simply his love. The love that brings the eternal Son down into this humdrum world, into sweat and toil, the sorrow and tears, the death, which is the earthly lot of all of us sinners. And all that so that through his suffering we might be forgiven, cleansed, made whole, and in the end raised from death and made partakers with Christ of the life and joy everlasting. Yes, Moses and Elijah appeared in glory and spoke of Jesus' departure, his death, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. The second thing to note is this. What happened to Christ also happens to us who have been baptized into his death. As St. Paul writes, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. The Savior's whole earthly life was lived under the shadow of the cross. And as members of his body, the Church, you and I also live our whole lives under the shadow of the cross of suffering and the daily struggle with our sinful nature, the cross of perhaps being thought very strange, and at times the cross of outright persecution. As many of our fellow Christians living in less favored lands experience every day. In our life in Christ, there can be growth in holiness. There can be an increasing joy in Christ's forgiving love. There can be an ever more confident hope in him. But to think for one moment that perfection can be had in this world is an alluring but finally satanic delusion. The Transfiguration was a glimpse of that glorious kingdom that is yet to come. But only by way of the cross did Jesus come to the full glory of the resurrection. And as with him, so with us who are his. First the cross, and then the crown. God the Father says to Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him, to Jesus, who only through the cross comes to the glory of his resurrection. As with Christ, so with us. And we need to take this to heart, especially in an age when so many Christians seem ready to listen not to Jesus, the transfigured Son of God, but to those wonderfully seductive voices which would have us believe that a God without judgment saves a people without sin through a Christ without a cross. The blessed truth revealed in the Transfiguration is the simple yet wonderful beyond telling truth of the gospel. The Word, God's eternal Son, was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, the glory of his love. And by his cross and passion, his trusting, obedient, often suffering children are brought to the glory of the resurrection, to which of his tender mercy may he bring us all. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.